Hello, this is Sarah Tucker for Radio Gorgeous for Gorgeous Escapes. It's a small world, isn't it? I just returned back from a weekend in Paris, or just outside Paris. There's so much to see and do, not just in the centre of Paris, which can be a bit chaotic, but outside as well. But I went because it's the 25th anniversary of Euro Disney, and there's some very big deals out there. They say, or they're telling me that not only are families going, but it's really good for hen parties, stag parties, and it's like the grown-up friends are going. And I wanted to see if it works, if you're fun loving and you don't have any children to ask for things while you're going round. I last went when my son was about 4 years old, which is about 14 years ago now, and I remember going round the Peter Pan ride and It's a Small World and the Haunted House, and really buying into the fairy tale of it all. But I admit, as a woman who's now in her early 50s, it didn't have such an appeal, and rather than finding romance at every corner, I became a little bit of a cynic, seeing how much was sold to you and all these children dressing up as princesses. Although I think even Disney has come round to the fact that princesses don't need to be rescued by a prince. In fact, in truth, they probably rescue the prince, who turns out to be a princess anyway. So no, I instead headed outside Euro Disney to find fun that I think grown up women would really enjoy. The Wild West show, the Wild West show with Buffalo Bill. Although, again, that sounds for families. It's brilliant if you're with a group of girls out together. It's been going for as long as Euro Disney has, but rather than invented animals, you've got real life horses, bison, buffalo, and really good. It's a really well choreographed show, and even the biggest cynic, your heart will warm seeing that show, and you don't have to book a ticket for Euro Disney to go in. So Buffalo Bill's Wild West show outside, definitely worth going to if you don't have children there, because it's mainly grown-ups actually anyway. The next thing to do, forget the Disneyland castle, go and see the real thing. There are some phenomenal castles around on the outskirts of Paris, and one of the best castles, I would say the chateau to see, is one not far from Meaux, where the mustard and the Brie comes from. Now you can find out much more about this on the Meaux, that's spelled M-E-A-U-X, tourism website. And the actual castle itself there, which is on chateauchampsurmane.fr, that's spelled chateauchampsurmane.fr. That is the location where the film Dangerous Liaisons was shot, and I recommend you have a look at the film before you go, and then you'll probably want to have a look at it afterwards as well, because you can see how much of the location shots were actually filmed there. The gardens are stunning, and the house is fascinating, the history is fascinating. Charles de Gaulle received heads of state there in the 1960s. The Pompadours visited on occasion, you know, demanding changes be made to the decor of the rooms in which they stayed, you know, much as Mariah Carey does these days as well. And the chateau was one of the first homes in France to have its own separate dining room, to install electricity and have bathrooms for the servants as well as the owners. There's a fashion show on there. You can see all the fashions of that era. And again, very, very interesting. if you go to Mo, must do is going to see the factory where they make the brie and they make the peppered mustard, and they have varieties there that you cannot buy here. So if you're going for a weekend to Paris and you want to do Disneyland, by all means pop in, but I think you'll get more from your trip if you go and see the real castles rather than the fake ones. That's Sarah Tucker reporting for Radio Gorgeous on Gorgeous Escapes.